神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
Today we're going to talk to you about something that all of us knows a little bit about, and that's failure.
今天我们要在节目中谈的是大家都经历过的，多少都经历过，也就是失败。
Failure is not easy.
面对失败是不容易的。
Let's look at what the word failure really means.
到底失败的意思是什么呢？
Failure means to disappoint.
就是失望。
It means that you've not been able to perform up to what you expected.
意思是说呢，你没有办法表现出你期待的。
And then these unmet expectations leads to disappointment and sometimes to despair.
那这种让你没有办法达到目标，你的期望当中带来给你失望。当你失望之后呢，你就很挫败。
And so we must learn how to deal with failure.
所以你必须要学习怎么样面对失败。
You know, actually, failure has a good side.
事实上，失败是有它好的一面的。
If you're willing to accept it,
如果你愿意接受的话，
learn from it,
你可以学到东西。
And then to go on and try to succeed again.
然后再继续努力，可以成功。
But this is not always easy.
但这不容易的。
We like to be successful.
我们喜欢成功。
To make things turn out well.
我们喜欢事情转成非常好。
To have a favorable result in what we're doing.
我们希望我们出来的结果呢，非常的腾达，非常的好。
Actually, the world's definition or what they think is success lies in four different areas.
那事实上，世界上的人对成功的看法呢，有四个方面。
One of them is in possessions.
一个方面呢，是指我们的拥有，我们的拥有的东西。
People may measure you about how many things you possess.
一般人看你有没有成功，或许看你到底拥有多少东西。
And if you do not have much, then maybe some people think you're a failure.
如果你拥有的不多，或许有人的眼光就看你是一个失败者。
Another thing they measure success is by the power you have.
另外，有一些人，他们怎么衡量你是成功的人呢？就是看你有没有权力。
If in your neighborhood or in your province or wherever you have gained power, then people think you are successful.
你在邻居当中，社区当中，你有没有势力？如果你有的话，那你就是一个成功的人。
But for those that are unable to do that, they look at them as failures.
如果你是那个没有什么能力、势力的人的话，有一些人会看你是一个失败的人。
Sometimes our success is measured by the positions that we hold.
有时候我们所谓的成功呢，是看我们有多少的地位。
Maybe it's in your job.
在你工作上的地位。
In your neighborhood.
在你的社区当中的地位。
And so, if you don't have these positions, maybe people look at you as a failure.
如果你没有多少地位的话，或许别人眼光中你是一个失败者。
Another area of success is whether you are popular with people.
另外一个看法就是你有没有在人当中呢有没有名气。
And those who are very popular, movie stars, television stars, those that are high up in government, they're popular, so they must be successful.
所以呢在这些人眼光中呢这些电视电影明星或者是政治人物他们就是有名气的人他们就是成功的人。
But not many can have great possessions or be in high power. or in great positions are very popular.
但是不是每一个人或也不是很多人可以有这些所谓的拥有物或者是有很大的权势很高的地位或者是很有名气的。
We're just everyday people that live our life.
我们就是很日常很平凡的人而已。
And yet, within the groups that we are in, we want to be successful.
但是在群体里面我们希望自己是一个成功的人。
And so we try very hard to not fail in what we do.
所以我们就很努力的让我们自己不要失败，我们可以成功。
Because failure, we lose our face.
因为一失败的话，我们就失去了面子。
Actually, our personality will really matter and depend on how we face failure.
事实上因为人的个性的不同呢我们对于这种失败面对失败的态度也会有不同的反应。
If I have what we call a passive personality, a person who is quiet and really is not noticed by others, but just a very passive person,
如果你是属于那种很沉默安静的个性的话
this type most fearful of failure.
这样的人通常是很害怕失败的。
Their fear of criticism.
他们很怕被人家批评。
They're afraid that people will be critical of what they have done.
他们很怕别人他们的责难批评之后会产生什么效果。
They have a characteristic of being fear of rejection.
有时候也很怕被人家割开忽略或遗弃。
Sometimes they have a fear of making decisions.
有时候会怕做决定。
And mostly it's the fear of people.
那事实上大部分是怕人。
Now because of these fears, they may react in a different way.
因为有这些害怕呢就会有不同的反应。
Maybe if they're afraid of criticism, they will become critical of others.
那如果你是那种会怕人家责备你、批评你的话，就变成反过来，你会容易去批评人家。
And being fearful of being rejected, they become defensive and try to protect themselves.
如果你是怕被人家遗弃、忽略的人的话，那反过来你会变成一个很容易攻击人家或者是保护你自己的人。
And this kind of person fears making decisions. They keep putting it off and putting it off.
那这种怕做决定的人呢，他们就会拖延不做决定。
And usually this passive personality fears people and are very timid and doesn't like to be seen or heard.
那这样的人的个性呢，他们通常是很沉默不表达的，所以他们呢，很怕，不喜欢面对人。
It really doesn't take much for this type of person to feel like they're a failure.
那这样的人面对失败的时候，只要一点点失败，他们马上就会有这些害怕。
Maybe they're at work.Doing their very best, they feel.
有时候呢，在他们很努力的工作的时候，在工作上他们觉得失败了。
And someone criticizes their work.
有人就批评了。
They try so much harder.
然后他们就更努力去做。
That's good.
很好。
But if they become critical of everyone else.
但是后来呢，不要变成好像对别人也很容易批评。
That's bad.
那就不好了。
You see, it depends on...How that failure reacts in their life.
所以就看到底这个失败的事情怎么样让你产生反应。
If you're a person that is fearful of making decisions,
如果你是那一个很害怕做决定的人
either you can just sort of be lazy and put things off,
那你或许会成为一个拖延然后懒惰的人
or you can make an effort.To make another decision.
或者是呢，你就会因为这样子就更努力的去做另外一个决定。
Then we have the aggressive personality.
另外一种就是所谓的比较激进性的个性。
This type is very full of pride.
那这种人呢，比较有骄傲。
They're very self-satisfied, boasters.
非常自负，非常勇敢自夸。
They're controllers.
他们喜欢控制人。
They're seemingly powerful, strong, and fearless.
他们呢，非常的刚烈，而且呢，一点都不害怕。
They have a lot of potential and are gifted leaders.
这样的人通常是比较领导型的，他们有很多潜能。
And they get their significance by being more successful than anyone else.
那他们的价值的观念就是他们的成功的表现。
Now this type, when they face failure, it's very devastating to them.
那么这样的人如果面对失败的时候，对他们就影响很大了。
So I don't know if you're a very passive person that you're fearful of failure, or if you're a very aggressive person that failure almost kills you.
我就不晓得你是属于前面那种比较畏缩或者是比较安静的那样的人的个性去面对失败，或者是后者这种激进性的失败的话，面对失败的话，可能会把你弄得很惨重。
But basically, both the passive and the aggressive personality have the same characteristic failure, and that's pride.
虽然两者的个性不同反映出来也不同，但是基本上造成他们对失败的这种影响呢，是因为里面的那种骄傲。
You see, we are preoccupied. It's our great desire with the opinions of what others think of us.
那我们基本上都很强烈的，很注重到底别人怎么样想我。
You see, that is because we have pride.
那因为我们有骄傲才会这样想。
We don't want anyone else to think bad of us. We want praise.
我们喜欢人家赞美，我们不喜欢人家把我们想坏了。
It lifts us up when others praise us.
当别人赞美我们的时候呢，好像把我们高举起来了。
But oh, how it hurts our pride when they talk against us.
但是如果别人讲我们的时候呢，就伤害到我们的骄傲。
You know, another thing is that we refuse wise counsel because we're proud. We think we know what's best.
那因为骄傲，所以就会拒绝别人的意见。我们认为我们自己晓得什么是对的。
Many people would not fail.If they would take wise counsel.
很多人他们事实上不需要面对失败，如果他们愿意接受别人的意见的话。
But they depend on their own self-effort.
但是常常会靠自己的努力。
Nobody knows better than I do.
别人不会比我知道吧。
I know what I should do.
我知道我该怎么做。
And so we do these things and then we fail, and that failure brings such a hurt.To our pride.
因为我们呢，自己以为自己可以，但是呢，后来就面对失败的时候，就给我们很多的这种对于骄傲的伤害。
You see, we have wrong thinking.
我们有错误的想法。
We think that failure is a sign of personal defeat.
我们认为失败是个人的过失，是一种自己有过失的一个记号。
We think we have to accomplish our goals and be successful in the eyes of others to feel good about ourselves.
我们总会认为如果我没有达到我的目标没有成功的话，在别人眼中就不会觉得我很好。
But that's wrong thinking.
但是这是错误的想法。
Actually, many times the steps to success is usually marked with many failures.
那事实上要达到成功的前面的步骤呢，是要经过失败的。
What really matters is your attitude regarding the failure.
那重点是你怎么样，用什么态度来面对失败。
And how it influences you.
而且失败是怎么影响你的。
Like I said, for some people, it just destroys them.
比如说呢，有些人呢，因为失败就会把他们毁掉了。
But there's other people that will not allow that.
但是有一些人呢，却不容许失败来毁掉他们。
There are people who were great inventors.
有些人呢，他们是属于比较发明探索型的。
There was a man who made the first steamboat back in 1807.
在1807年的时候呢，有一个人发明了蒸汽船。
They made fun of him when they saw this strange boat going down the river with smoke coming out of it.
当有人看到一艘船在河上面，然后冒出蒸汽的时候，大家都在笑他。
But he kept working at it.
但是他继续地做。
No matter how much they laughed at him, he kept on going.
不管别人怎么笑他，他就是继续地做。
Until he finally made the steamboat work.
终于他成功了，他啊发明了这种蒸汽的船。
You see, he could have said, well, they made fun of me, so I'm going to stop this.
或许呢，他会说呢，因为大家都在笑我，所以我就不要做了。
But he went on until he succeeded.
但是他继续地做，一直到他成功了。
There was a great singer one time.
有一次有一个很会唱歌的人。
When he was taking instructions from his teacher.
那当他这跟老师学音乐的时候。
The teacher said, your voice sounds like wind.Whistling through the window.
那老师就跟他批评说呢，你唱歌就好像那个风呢，经过穿过窗户一样。
He could have given up because of his teacher made fun of him.
这种时候，他应该就会放弃了，因为老师取笑他。
But he didn't. He became the greatest tenor.
但是他却没有放弃，以至于他后来成为一个很成功的歌唱家。
Sometimes failure will come because we are discouraged.
有时候
easily discouraged.
真正的失败是来自于我们容易灰心。
We might say, I told you I couldn't do it.
有时候我们就说呢，你，我说过嘛，你看嘛，我不能做的。
But have you ever heard of Albert Einstein?
你有没有听说过爱因斯坦这个人呢？
One of the most brilliant men.
这是最聪明的人。
Do you know he failed his university entrance exam the first time he tried?
你知道吗？他啊，进学校大学的时候呢，他的第一次的考试就失败了。
How awful it would have been because of all of his scientific discoveries if he had given up then.
如果他那个时候就放弃的话，那么后面的所谓他的很大的很成功的发明就没有办法成就了。
You know, we love to fly in the airplane.
我们很喜欢搭飞机。
But there was a time when there were those who looked at it when it first began and said it would never work.
但是一开始的时候，在飞机还没有发明以前呢，很多人会认为说这怎么可能呢？
But two brothers kept working and working at it.
因为有两个兄弟继续的来啊，要发明飞机。
No doubt people shook their head and said it'll never work.
一定有很多人在周围看着，然后呢摇摇头说绝对不可能。
But they kept on until they succeeded.
因为他们继续地做，一直他们成功了。
Sometimes you may fail and you might say, it just won't work.
有时候你失败的时候你就说呢，一定不成的。
But if you give up then, you'll never know what success is.
如果你就这样放弃的话，你就从来不晓得什么叫成功。
So actually many times, failure is the steps of a ladder to success.
事实上，失败是踏上成功的步骤。
Sometimes you might feel, well, it really doesn't matter much whether I do it or not. I failed and I might as well forget it.
或许你说呢，不管成功失败有什么关系呢，反正别人也不记得了。
But every one of us has a light bulb in our house, don't we?
我们每一个人家里面都有电灯泡，对不对？
It was made by a man named Thomas Edison.
那这是爱迪生发明的电灯泡。
Do you know how many times he tried to make a light bulb and failed?
你知道在他发明电灯泡的当中失败多少次吗？
5,000 times.
5,000 次。
Before he got the right combination that was needed.
在他真正第一个可以发亮的电灯泡之前失败了5,000次。
He could have said, it doesn't really matter. I might as well not bother anymore.
他可以说呢，哎呀，算了，我反正弄不了，就不要做了。
But people who know how to take their failure and to...Make something out of it are people who refuses to quit.
事实上，你也可以成为那一个面对失败而不愿意放弃继续的努力的人。
You see, when we refuse to quit, we're building endurance within our character.
当你拒绝放弃的时候，你里面就要建造一种毅力、耐性。
And this is what failure can do for us.
那失败可以帮助我们，可以建造我们。
It builds true character.
在里面建造你的德性。
You just can't give up.
你就不能放弃。
You just can't let, when others may laugh or may not understand when you fail, you must just keep on going.
当你不被理解、被取笑的时候，你一定不能放弃，继续的做。
So don't be fearful of ridicule when people laugh at you.
所以当别人笑的时候，请你不要有害怕。
And don't get easily discouraged.
也不要容易沮丧。
Yes, maybe you failed the test.
或许你考试失败了。
Maybe you didn't get into the entrance exam this time.
或许你入学考没有考上。
But go on to do it or to put that energy into something else.
但是继续的努力，或许呢，把那些努力放在别的方面。
And then do things that are different. Try to make it work in the way that may be a little different, but you can get it done.
然后尝试各种不同的方法，想办法达到目标。
Work on your lack of confidence.
在你的缺乏自信方面也要努力。
Don't say, I just can't do it.
不要总是说呢，我不行。
Try again.
再试试看。
Work at it harder.
再努力一点。
Look at it differently, how you can make it different.
好，可不可以试试看能够不一样。
And get a deep conviction that I can do it.
好好的给自己一个信念说我可以做到。
Now, as Christians, this is very real to us.
对基督徒来讲，这是很真实的。
Because we realize that within our character, there are many things that needs to be helped or changed.
因为基督徒体识到在我们的里面有很多方面是需要被帮助而且需要被改变的。
And actually, we look at failure as a way of seeing where our weak point is.
所以面对失败的时候呢，我们就可以看到我们的弱点在哪里。
And we feel that strength comes not from ourselves alone.
而且知道力量能力不是可以靠自己来的。
But we have a greater strength in our Lord Jesus Christ.
而我们有耶稣基督给我们的大能力。
We look at our failure and evaluate it.
面对你的失败，好好的自己检查一下。
We see what brought us to that failure.
到底什么造成这样的失败呢？
And then we go to one,recognizing and telling him that we know that we have our weaknesses.
然后我们就转向神，告诉他我们的软弱，我们的失败。
We come humbly to him.
很谦卑的到他面前。
We recognize that our pride is empty.
我们发现自己的骄傲自负是空虚的。
And my friend, pride is empty.
骄傲本身就是空虚的。
It doesn't take much for us to fall and to fail.
事实上人是很容易失败的，没有多少可以成功。
There are many who have failed greatly.
很多人有很大的失败。
I'm thinking of a man now who was a singer.
我想过有一个唱歌的人。
He was a singer on television, on radio, and he made records.
那他在收音机或者是在电视里面都唱歌，而且呢灌唱片。
People looked up to him.
大家对他都很敬重。
He was popular.
非常有名气。
And he had some power.
而且他有一些权势。
But to be popular, he had to keep up with the society of the group that he was in.
但是因为他有名气呢，他就必须要啊，自己要很用心的跟一群社会里面的人士相处。
They drank heavily.
这一群人呢，都是酗酒。
They ran around with different women.
而且呢，常常跟很多女人混在一起。
They got into drugs.
后来也吸毒。
And he began to go down and down in his profession.
这个歌星就在他的这样的一个歌唱的生涯里面开始堕落。
He lost his wife and family.
他的太太还有家人后来都分散了。
He lost his jobs.
他的工作也失去了。
Soon he had nothing.
后来他什么都没有。
He had come to be an utter failure.
他到了一个失败的地步。
But he learned about Jesus.
但是在那个时候他认识耶稣。
He came to Jesus.
他到耶稣的面前来。
He told him of his weaknesses and failures and sins.
他向主耶稣坦白他的罪，他所犯的罪，还有他的失败，他的软弱。
And there he found forgiveness.
在那里他找到了宽恕。
And he began to make his life different.
从那里开始他的生命就不一样了。
The drugs stopped.
他不再吸毒。
He put away the women.
他也不再跟女人在一起。
He didn't drink any longer.
他也不再酗酒。
He began to reconcile with his wife.
他跟他的太太和好了。
And eventually he began to sing again.
然后又开始唱歌。
But this time he began to sing for Jesus.
这次他唱的是为耶稣唱。
And he became an outstanding singer among the many religious groups.
在宗教界里面，他成为一个很有名的歌唱家。
He went from utter failure to success again.
他从以前那个失败踏上了成功。
But he didn't do it in his own effort.
但是他不是靠自己努力来的。
He found someone who said that they loved him.
他找到了那位爱他的神。
And that was Jesus.
那就是耶稣。
Jesus said, I loved you even when you were unlovable.
耶稣爱我们的时候是在我们不可爱的时候。
And when he gave his life to Christ through faith,
当他借着信心把自己的生命交给主耶稣的时候，
there came an inner strength that overcame these problems.
里面就有力量来克服所有的问题。
And little by little, he was lifted up.
一点一点的，他又向上爬起来了。
So you see, failure itself has a great deal to do with character building.
失败本身可以建造你的德性。
Through Jesus Christ, he can lift us up from the depths of our failure.
借着耶稣基督，我们可以从那深坑的失败中能够站起来。
He said, if we would confess our sins,
如果我们愿意承认我们的罪，
he is faithful and just to forgive us.
他是信实，是公义的，他要赦免我们。
To cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
要洁净我们所有的不对。
To make us a new creature.
让我们成为新造的人。
The word of God said that God goes before us and makes crooked paths straight.
然后你的神在你前面为你修直你的道路。
So maybe your failure,
或许你是那个失败的人。
Your deep failures,
你深深的失败了。
Your constant failures,
常常失败。
It's only God trying to get through to you.
因为借着失败，是上帝要呼召你，让你清楚，能够认识他。
To let you know that He can give you strength.
要让你知道，他可以给你力量。
And that He can give you power.
可以给你能力
to overcome those weak character points and traits in your life.
可以克服你生命中的一些软弱那些弱点
and strengthen them through the power of His might.
借着他的力量让你刚强起来
Don't be afraid of failure.
不要害怕失败
Don't let it knock you down and tell you feel like you can do nothing else in life.
不要让失败打击你到个地步，你觉得你什么都不能做。
Ask God to help you.
求神帮助你。
Pick yourself up and begin to go on.
站起来，继续的走。
So that life can become successful from the inner standpoint of your character.
好，让你的生命的成功是从里面德性心力的真正的成功。
Not what the world calls success.
而不是别人眼光心目中的成功。恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。